gentlemen, we will interrupt all programs to give you latest news bulletins. Stay tuned to this station. Camp at Fort Ord, California, Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guest, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Babes on Broadway, Judy Garland, and Charlie McCarthy.
Was he unconscious, Charlie?
Unconscious?
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you see, with Mortimer, it's impossible to tell.
Oh, I see. Well, where is he now?
Oh, he's outside hanging out.
We'll bring him in. I want to see if he's all right.
Okay, I'll get him for you. You can talk to him.
Oh, Marty.
Yes, yes. Charlie told me that there was a little accident out on the target range.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do you feel, Mortimer?
Huh?
I say, how do you feel?
Me? Yes. Well, I got an awful headache in my stomach, or you have.
Well, you must be a little more careful on that target range.
Well, I didn't think they could hit me.
Well, why not?
Well, I'm older season.
That's enough of that, Mortimer. Now, tell me what happened.
Well, you see, it was this way, Mr. Bergen.
Yes.
I bent over to tie my shoelace.
Yes.
And that was why he let me have it.
Oh, I see. I thought he hit you in the stomach.
Well, he sort of hit me in the stomach when my back was turned.
Oh.
Very humiliating.
Well, I hope you're not seriously injured. I say I hope you're not seriously injured.
Oh, I'm all right.
That's good.
In a couple of days, I'll be sitting pretty again.
Starting each day right in tune with the season.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I.
Good morning, Mr. Dean, my dear.
The station's and one coffee's here. It's been served in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you. Well, now, let's see. 365 days times 4 cups of coffee times 50 years.
What are you doing?
I'm figuring out how many times I'm going to have a cup of this good coffee.
Mmm, yes. Jason Sandwich, super rich.
I know it is. That's why I'm adding them up.
Delicious?
It's the next step better than delicious.
Right, and the price is thrifty, too.
Well, you know I run into Jason Sandwich coffee downtown a lot. At the good hotels and restaurants and clubs.
Yep, more and more of them are serving it all the time.
Folks, get Jason Sandwich, a super rich blend.
Drip or regular grind, it's a
cup of coffee that seems to say a very good morning to you. From the 1st of January to the last of December, holidays and all, you get the true spirit of Christmas the whole year round in Jason Sanborn dated coffee. It's super rich, as full of flavor as a pudding full of plum. Freshly roasted, fragrant, it's more than coffee, it's friendship in a cup. And you get it at a saving. Better coffee for less is the Jason Sanborn rule through our dating and distribution system. The dated coffee is rushed from the roasting ovens to the stores, freshly roasted. It's dated the day your grocer receives it. So an inexpensive package is used, and you save money. Get this holiday coffee the year around. Enjoy true friendship in a cup. Buy Jason Sanborn dated coffee.
Say, Ray, no.
Well, I'll let you in on a little bit. I've got Costello to see that they're going to keep him here at Fort Hall. And that I've been ordered by the Army to give him an examination.
Hello!
Hello! That's him now, Ray.
Thank you, Miss
All right, never mind.
Boy, I'm going to be a soldier. Hey, Abbott, you know, I came from a family of fighters. My grandfather was in a Boston Tea Party.
A Boston Tea Party?
Yeah, he brought the lemon.
No. You mean he didn't fight?
Fight!
Yeah.
He challenged the enemy to a duel. Then he called a second. He yelled, Joe, Tex, Mike, Tom, Dick, Harry.
Yeah. All right. Wait a minute, Costello. How many seconds did your grandfather have?
60. He was a minute man.
No.
But in the Battle of Bunker Hill, they accused him of running away before the battle began.
Did he run away?
No. He just wanted to get a good start when the general said,
Charge! Look, cut out the muscle. You're in the arm.
Hey, Abbott.
What?
Did you tell lights around here in camp? Sicily. Then how come that other guy has his name on all the doors?
What other guy?
Some guy named Private Keep Out.
Oh, God. Look, Ben, let's get on with your examination.
Luke Costello, you don't kill her,
but I know that. I've got to fill out this blank. Now, let's see. Name, Luke Costello.
Yeah. Home? One night a week.
No. Look, where did you come from?
Patterson.
Patterson? Okay.
No, Patterson NJ.
No. All right. Patterson NJ. Married?
Yes, sir.
Child?
No, to a full-grown woman.
No, you don't know. I mean, have you any children?
Yeah, we got four children. Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Wilbur.
Wilbur? Why Wilbur?
We didn't want any more.
Oh. All right, let's get this blank filled out. Will you please?
Yeah, let's get
it. Now, will you listen to me, please?
All right,
let's see the next question here. Oh, yes. Born?
Sure I was born. What did you do? Win me in a pack of the second deck?
No. What day were you born?
I know it wasn't New Year's Eve.
Now, how do you know that?
Oh, let me stay at home on New Year's Eve.
Look, Costello, how old are you?
Well, I'd have been 24 in October, but for one thing.
Then what's that?
I was born in December.
All right. Now, if it was December, then you were born under Capricorn, the goat.
Born under a goat?
Well.
Where did we live? In a stockyard? I beg your pardon, Alabama. My family's listening in.
Listen, I didn't mean it that way. I mean the sign of the goat. Now, according to the zodiac, you were born under a sun.
Well, according to my old man, I was born in a hospital.
Have you had any fighting experience?
Yes, sir. I was in a tongue war.
Tongue war?
I had a fight with two white men.
No. Have you had any military experience?
Oh, I've had a lot of military experience.
Yes, when was it?
I used to go around with a campfire girl.
Now, look. Let's get into
it. I don't get that one myself.
I don't get it. No, don't make sense to me at all. Let's look into your physical.
How is your physical condition?
That's me.
Excuse me.
All right, now turn around.
I had the wrong line.
All right, come on. Let's look it over now. Let's be a little careful about this thing, all right?
Yeah.
Turn around. Say, you're a little corporal.
You mean I'm promoted already?
No.
How long will it take me to make a sergeant?
No.
Someday I may be a captain.
Will you keep quiet?
I may wind up in the second. All right.
Let's get on with the examination. Now, how are your eyes? Now,
fine.
All right, open your eyes wide.
Why didn't that?
Yes. No. Don't squint. Now, look at my eyes. My eyes are as big as saucers.
And right under them, you have pups. Come on.
Well, I look as well as you do. In fact, weller.
Weller?
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of English is that? Weller. Now, Abbott, you can talk gooder than that.
All right. Now, forget that stuff. Now, see how good your eyes are. Now, there's a dot over there on the wall. See it over there? Now, see.
Where's the dot?
Over there on the wall.
Is that a dot?
Yeah.
Looks like pepper.
No, never mind. Now, please read the first couple of lines.
Okay.
All right.
E-L-X-Y-S-K-I.
Neckline.
K-U-P-A-T-S-K-I.
Why, Costello, that's wonderful, marvelous.
That was easy. I know the people.
Who? What people?
That's the best deal for Notre Dame.
Well, your eyes are all right. Now, how about your teeth?
My teeth are perfect.
They are, eh? Well, open your mouth. Wait a minute. What do you mean your teeth are perfect? I just saw some of them slip.
I was afraid of that. You caught me with my bridges down
there. You'll have to go to see the Army dentist.
I can't do that. I just came from the Army dentist. He pulled out a tooth.
Did you wonder anything when you expected to see?
I wasn't when we started, but when we finished, I was under the space.
All right, Costello. You must have been under some opiate. Were you under ether?
I wasn't under ether or either.
Listen, suppose I want to make a report about this to the commanding officer. What will I tell him you were under?
Tell him I'm underpaid.
No. What did the dentist say? Let's get this straight. Will you please, Costello? What does the dentist give you to make you unconscious?
I don't need anything to make me unconscious.
Well, that I know. Will you look? Will you be sensible? The dentist asked you if you wanted gas.
Yes.
And what did he say?
I told him to check my oil, too.
Well, look. What I'm trying to find out is this. Did he give you gas to put you to sleep?
How do you think he put me to sleep? With a bedtime story?
Oh, you dumb clown. What did he give you for an anesthetic?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I didn't have an anesthetic. I had a toothache.
Costello, please. What did the dentist give you? So you wouldn't feel the pain. That's what I want to know.
Nothing.
You mean allergic.
I mean narcotic.
Narcotic is a dope.
That's what I was. For going for the guy.
All
right. But I got even with him. I let him pull the wrong tooth.
Wrong tooth? Why didn't you tell the man with you?
Why should I tell him? I'm no store picking.
Gotcha, look. The good thing I was only thinking about this examination. It's about you for the army and all that. Because you'll never make a soldier as long as he lives.
I won't, eh?
No.
Well, Abbott, I'll have you know that I'm the bravest man of death. This morning I saved the life of every soldier here that's sworn on. Every life I saved that's sworn on. Just this morning I saved
the
life.
You saved the life of every soldier here at Fort Ord?
Sure. How? I shot the cook.
Another war bulletin. The governor of the Dutch East Indies has declared war on Japan and ordered complete mobilization. This news was relayed to New York by NBC's correspondent Sidney Albright in Batavia. A bulletin from Shanghai. The Japanese Army and Navy surrounded the international settlement at 4:40 a.m. today and shared notice on the commander of the U.S. gunboat Wake that war had been declared. And from San Jose, Costa Rica. Costa Rica declared war on Japan tonight. The other Latin American nations are expected to follow, so keep tuned to this station for further development. We return you now to Hollywood.
United States Defense Savings Bonds and Stamps.
Looking up superlatives to describe you, my darling, darling. I'm looking up here in Rogestidori book.
What?
Darling, Rogestignoramity.
Rogestidori.
Oh, yeah, Rogestictionary. Let me hear you, darling. A darling is a loop, see?
Yeah.
A darling is a loop, and a loop is a hoop, and a hoop is a circle, and I'm getting dizzy over you, Judy.
Oh, darling, dear.
All right, darling. Judy has a song to do.
Yes, darling, it's Sing What the Sings in My Heart.
Go ahead, Judy, sing it. Oh.
When you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a sing for me. Sing with the strings of my heart. Was like a rap. Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Noble!
Noble!
Mr.
Mr. Doble. Yeah. We've been friends for a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit short myself today.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Mr. Noble, are you aware of our boon to the Yuletide shoppers? Wrapping and unwrapping packages and babies?
Yes. No, not babies. Yeah, have you got a baby that you want us to watch?
Well, child, there's a baby waiting for me down at this. I prefer to watch them myself.
Oh. You won't be there when you get there.
Well, Charlie, maybe Mr. Noble would be interested in our shopping center.
Now, that is something, really, and let us pump that up a little bit.
I'll
tell you what, it's my turn anyhow. We could buy you a Christmas present for you, Mr. Noble. How's that?
Oh, thank God for you. Because I haven't yet decided what I'm going to give myself.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, who about a smoking jacket?
Well, really, Judy, I don't know. I never smoked one.
Just wasting our time. That's all we do.
Maybe we better just concentrate on the boys.
What boys?
Well, you see, we have a special service for our servicemen.
Oh, yes. We watch out for this one. How does it work?
Well, we like their sweethearts for them.
We even take their sweethearts out for them.
Oh, yes.
We visit their families for them?
Yeah.
Well, I think the boys would prefer to all that sort of thing themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very practical.
Oh, but it is. It's really nice and very pretty, too. Let's show them how we do it, Julia.
All right. Now, Charlie's the soldier coming home on his furlough, and I'm the mother.
You're the mother, yes, that's right. See, I'm coming home here. Yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here. Hello, mister.
Oh, so it's you. How did you get here so fast?
Boy, you certainly have age. Just tremolo right through it. There you go. Well, I tell you, Major, I came in a tank, Major.
A tank?
Yes, you know, one of those Ford Ore sedans, you know.
Why, you certainly look dirty. They're all full of soot.
Yes, well, see, my job is to swab out the cannon. And speaking of cannon, that reminds me, where's Potter?
He's outside, knitting. Did you get that last pair of socks he knit for you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I'm using them for laundry bags.
Now, my boy, there's something I want to ask you. In all your letters, you told me how much you like working for Uncle Sam, but how do you like his wife?
Well, she's his wife? Who's that?
Angie Aircraft.
Welcome for Chase and Sanborn, a truly great coffee. It's coffee in the Christmas tradition with an abundance of super rich, friendly flavor. Yes, Chase and Sanborn Dated Coffee is just what you've always wanted. Superb coffee, freshly roasted, at a reasonable, money-saving price. That's why this blend is so overwhelmingly popular. It's better coffee for less. Our famous dating and distribution system makes that possible. The freshly roasted coffee, fragrant and delicious, is less from the rest.
Join us again next Sunday, won't you, when Charlie's guest will be Lana Turner. But in the meantime, don't forget, every time you say Chase and Sanborn, please, to your grocer, you're saying thank you to us. This is Buddy Swift saying goodnight for the next Chase and Sanborn.